The Czech football star Tomáš Ujfoluši is a tough defender who takes no prisoners on the pitch, but inspired by his aid worker cousin, Ujfoluši has lent support to a project in which football is being used to help children on the streets of the Kenyan capital, Nairobi. Linda Mastelich has the story.
Ties between football and aid in the developing world are relatively new concepts in the Czech Republic. But in 1 year, a unique project started by Robin Ujfoluši has made a positive impact. After seeing conditions on the ground in a Kenyan slum, Robin got in touch with his famous relative Tomáš Ujfoluši, who plays for the Czech Republic and Fiorentina.
On mě v podstatě do toho zasvětil, co se hodlá dělat.
My cousin basically brought this project to my attention. He asked me if it would be possible to help somehow. I elected to donate some money, which they used to buy essential sporting supplies like footballs. So that's how it all started. As for the conditions for football there in Nairobi, they're really quite awful. As you can see from the football I'm holding, it's made of plastic bags tied together with string. I can't imagine playing with such a ball. So, of course, we sent footballs, and I'm planning to visit the area in the future, when time allows.
As part of the upcoming World Cup competition in Germany, Street Football World has organized a tournament in the streets of Berlin, and teams from Kenya and the Czech Republic are competing. It's just one sign that these cultures have found a link to one another, something that community workers in Africa try to achieve on a local level, like in Rwanda, where football is being used to bring together Tutsi and Hutu children and heal the wounds of a bloody civil war. Bonfas Mabuga from MISA, the Kenyan partner in this project, explains the aims of the street football project that his organization runs in Nairobi.
Basically, in street football, they create a surface where all people have the same equal chances of voices. So everyone can voice their comments equally because there's no referee, it's people controlling the game. And MISA is all about the social side of the people in the slum because we use football for social development. For instance, we have some social problems in the slum because it's a poor living area. So it's people don't have access to some basic things. And we have problems with drugs, we have problems with contagious diseases due to bad environment. So what we basically do is we try as much as we can to give a choice to young people so that when they have their leisure time, they can spend it wisely while playing football. And through this, we mobilize workforce that they can help in cleaning their areas so that we prevent these outbreaks. And we also pass information about AIDS so that young people know about AIDS.
You mentioned during the press conference that you're hoping for more concrete cooperation with the Czech side. What did you mean by that?
Okay, as you know, this could be a possibility for our people getting some trainings in Czech, like really getting satisfied in coaching field in Czech. We'll be happy to have such a thing because it will be a benefit not only to an individual but also to an organization as a whole.
Could you give me an estimate of approximately how many street kids or how many kids in Africa are involved in your programs?
I'll be specific about MISA because I'm basically based in MISA. I would say we have 17,000 youths. The estimated population in a slum is close to 1 million, and it's only a part of Nairobi. It's only a part of a province in Kenya.
So perhaps in some small way, aid from Czech football players is helping to spread a positive message in troubled areas of Africa.
Linda Mastelich with that report.